The newest TV drama on the ABC, Total Control, was causing controversy weeks before its launch, with a decision to change its provocative title before premiering at last month's Toronto Film Festival. But on Sunday, the six-part series will make its television debut. It stars Deborah Mailman as a Winton Council worker drafted from rural Queensland to sit as a senator for the federal government led by a Prime Minister played by Rachel Griffiths.
My name is Alex Irving, and I'm standing here before you in the Senate of Australia. I thought this place wasn't for someone like me. But if I'm here, that means any one of us can be here.
RN Breakfast TV correspondent Michael Bodie is with me in the studio. You've taken a look at the new show. Good morning.
I have, Hamish. Good morning.
The former title of the series aimed to reclaim a very derogatory term used to describe Indigenous women. Obviously, that created a bit of a political storm. Is the series politically challenging beyond that?
It is. It begins with a family law dispute, and it's quite a bracing opening scene. So don't be put off, because it's a bit of a shocking opening. Then within the first episode, it moves to Canberra. It moves into a youth detention subplot as well. So there's a lot going on. And of course, the underlying thing, this is from Blackfella Films, an Indigenous a production company. They're a studio pretty much.
So Rachel Perkins is the director?
Rachel Perkins directing. So it moves into very much the story of Alex, played by Deborah Mailman, and how she represents, essentially, in Canberra, and how Canberra treats what she thinks. And she says, I think explicitly in the first episode, a pet Aborigine. And it's sort of, so it's quite tough and interesting in the way it approaches all these issues and intertwines them. It's got a massive cast. Rachel Griffiths plays the Prime Minister, as we said. William McGuinness, Aaron Peterson, Rob Collins, Anthony Hayes. So there's a lot of really good actors. I think the script is quite strong, actually. The three plots moving all together intertwine quite nicely, and the dialogue at its best is really strong. So really thoughtful. You know, you stop and listen to it. It's not sort of pat stuff. So
any real-world equivalents? I mean, do you compare, as you're watching, are you comparing it to things you know of that have...
Well, without giving too much... Well, she's a little bit of Pauline and a little bit of Jackie, I suppose, if we... is the character. So she becomes... I won't give too much away, but it's pretty clear from the trailers that she crosses the bench or jumps out of government and becomes a real sort of solo operator and uses politics for her ends, which, you know, is why she got into it. It is interesting, though, we're so used to, well, we're not used to it, but it doesn't have full access to Parliament House. So the Senate is not the actual Senate, but they do wander around Parliament House. So it's sort of, that's a funny little oddity that they haven't been given full access to Parliament, but I think Parliament's a bit sick of all these Hollywood types wandering through their corridors recently.
So are we going to love this?
I mean, I think a lot of people will. Yeah, I think this is good. It's bang in the middle of Sunday night prime time for the ABC. It's a sort of accessible but challenging drama that can work at 8:30 on Sunday. I think it'll have lots of fans, and it's got some of our most loved. Deborah Mailman is one of our most loved actors. Full stop. So it's gonna get a lot of people.
Speaking of Sunday night primetime, the Seven Network has axed Sunday night, its current affairs flagship program. What was behind that decision?
Well, there's a new CEO, James Warburton, at Seven West, and he's swung the axe, basically. Lots of cost-cutting, including getting rid of the publicity offices in three different cities, which is an interesting one. This was on the cards, I suspect. Look, top-end or current affairs journalism for commercial TV, it's very expensive, as you probably know, Hamish. You've done a bit yourself. And if you're not getting the numbers, you know, it's just they're all comparing apples and oranges. If The Masked Singer or, Australia's Got Talent is the same price per episode or sometimes cheaper and getting more eyeballs, but also getting more talk, getting more sort of headlines, more media, you've got to ask yourself, is this the business we want to be in?
It's long been said that the networks were keeping Sunday Night and 60 Minutes because the other network had a sort of counterpart to it. Obviously, 60 Minutes has had its problems in recent years as well. Does the disappearance of Sunday Night raise some more questions about the longer-term fate of 60 Minutes?
I would say no. I think it strengthens it. 60 Minutes, Sunday night went down the track that 60 Minutes was following, which was the moving time slot. That really killed it. So 60 Minutes we knew once was 7:30 Sunday. Now it's moved to sort of more 8:30, 9 o'clock, but it's much more consistent. Like, they're not putting it on after 9 o'clock anymore from memory. So I think that really opens it up for 60 Minutes. They'll get the big interviews, the big tour announcers, and they'll still be able to crack some of the big stories. And as MediaWatch said last night, they've also got the 9 newspapers, the key journalists from there that can move in there. So I think 60 Minutes, it's still working in the US and it's still sort of working here. So I think it gives it some free space. I think it'll be fine. And it's interesting because news on current on the commercial TVs is just dominating the day.
Really well, doesn't it?
Well, it's just, and it's on from sort of 3 o'clock, and essentially from the morning till about 10 o'clock, it's all news, news, news. But it's very much ambulance chasing. It's not the top end current affairs stuff.
What else should we be looking out for this week?
There's a couple of big things. BBC First has a big British war drama called World on Fire. It's pretty good. Some great acting. Leslie Manville tells the story of World War II, or the beginnings of it, from a very human perspective, not from the generals in the war room perspective. I'm quite into that already. And BBC also launches a new channel, BBC Earth, on Foxtel this week. So basically a David Attenborough channel on Foxtel. And Foxtel's also got this raft of DC Comics dramas this week, including Batwoman, starring Ruby Rose as Batwoman, and the crits on that are quite good. So Batwoman, Pennyworth, Doom Patrol, all this DC stuff.
An embarrassment of riches this week.
It is this
week. Michael Birdie, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.